Fighter and Shots, we're in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, picking up 8 lines down. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. It's important to note because that's going to come up later that we're going to come out to say that Rabbi Yochanan's really not saying in his own name, but in his Rabbi's name, in Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Kol she'eno miniach ben liyarsha. Anyone doesn't leave over a son to yarsha him. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mali alav evra. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is very angry towards him. Says the Rashbam. Beferish ben Chanan. Aklam is so neoso. Hashem hates him. Wow. Ksiv hachov avaritim is nachaso. Because it says over here that you shall pass the inheritance to the daughter. Ksiv hasam yom evra hayomahu. It was that. What does it say over there in Svanya, a day of anger that day. So we see the same root word over there. One by the Nachal is talking about you passing it over from a son because you don't have one to a daughter. Therefore, and then we says whatever is a day of anger. Asher ein another din. Asher ein chalifas lama velo yaru elokim. That those that have no replacement and they fear not God. So Zerushbam chalifin memali mokam. That someone is coming to the pillar place. Rabbi Yochanan Mishir ben Levi. They come and they darshan. This pasuk, Chanomer Kolsheinu Miniach Ben. This means someone who doesn't leave over a son. Chanomer Kolsheinu Miniach Talmud. Someone who doesn't leave over a Talmud, a student. This time, Rabbi Yochanan Damer Talmud. It makes sense that it's Rabbi Yochanan who is saying someone who doesn't leave over a Talmud is a person who doesn't fear God. Damer Rabbi Yochanan Din Garmi Da Sira Abir. Because Rabbi Yochanan used to visit people, and he had 10 sons that died during his lifetime, and he used to bring a tooth, and he would bring the tooth to the people, and he would show it to them. Even though I went through all these pain, I lost 10 sons, I still was able to get through it. You'll be able to get through this. And it says the Rashbam. And this shirt slow Shane Echad Mibanov, he left over one tooth. Ubo Hayamenachim Lamari Nefesh Havelim. Sha Shane Shalmei said him a Tame. It's not Tame, so for you go take that tooth and you go around the way. Now, Rav Yochanan would say, you really live over a son, you're called, you don't have Yerushalayim, you don't fear God. Clearly, he wouldn't have said that. So at the time, Rav Yochanan, the Amr Talmud, must Rav Yochanan was the one who's saying Talmud, and that would leave over that it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who's saying this to leave over a son. So that's Gemara with Rav Yochanan, Amr Talmud. Effectively, he says Talmud. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Amr Ben, he says, someone who's living in Ben is called a Rasha, or someone is at Yerush Shemaim. For Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, laws of Libitamnia, he used to not visit a house of impurity, in other words, somebody passed away, they do be Menachem Aval, Elo Labay Man, Deshachu below Beni, and someone who didn't leave over, and his sons, Zechsev, Bechu Bochu Lahaloch Laholech, it says, cry intensely for one who leaves, like a complete leaving, because he doesn't leave over any children. V'am Rabbi Yehuda Merav, lahaloch below ben zachan, laholech below ben zachan. Nidash, that means someone leaves without leaving over a son. If Yeshua ben Levi is going to visit him, he wouldn't be visiting someone who's not a tzad, someone who's a rasha, and someone who's considered not loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So clearly, must be that he's the one who says that it means the Talmud also. Ela Yeshua ben Levi Yehuda Amar Talmud. He says the Talmud. And what Yeshua ben Levi the Amar Talmud? Ben Levi, he's the one who's saying it's the Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ben, he's the one who's saying it's the son. Kasha Rabbi Yochanan Yochanan is a Kasha Rabbi Yochanan on himself, because he wouldn't go and publicize the fact that he's not a Yerush Shemayim by saying he's a little over his children. So it's going to be a low Kasha. Really, both of them say it's talking about a Talmud. And ha, di day, when it says that this is my son, he was talking about from his own opinion. Says Rishbam, Din Garma, the Sphere Lake Rabbi Shu Ben Levi, Zishal Yerich Tam, you don't know the Talmud, then that's a person that doesn't fear God. Aye, but what about the fact that it says that he, and the other opinion says that someone doesn't leave over his son? Ha, the rabbi, that's his rabbi. That's Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbi Yochanan saying Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai shtickle. Okay, period. Now, Simon Hadad Ani v'chacham. Simon to the next ideas we're going to see. Darja b'chiz b'chama. Ma'idich say, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk of Hadad Shama b'mitzrayim ki shachav David imavasav v'chimeis yoav b'atzava. Hadad heard in Mitzrayim that David had died, but it uses a lashon of kishachav, like he lied down with his fathers, and Yoav was the commander of the army, he died. Why is it by David it uses a lashon shachav, but by Yoav it uses a lashon of mace? Now the Gemara asks, Mipnei ma, b'David nemru bo shchiva, b'yov nemru misa. David shinech ben nemru shchiva, because by David he left over his son, so it says the word shchiva. He's lying down. He's not considered like totally gone because someone filled his place. Yoav shalonich ben Nemru, well, Misa. Yoav didn't leave over his son like him. Therefore, he uses the lashon Misa like it's done, it's finished. Tell Gemara, v'loinich ben, maksib mibnei Yoav ovadia ben Yechiel. Clearly, did Ella David Shinech Ben Kamoso Nemer Bo Shira. He's left son just like him. David Shinech Ben Kamoso Nemer Misa. If I said already, apologize, I jumped the gun. Now, Darish Abichas Ben Chama. Rashbam says, because we already mentioned him, so we mentioned other things that he says as well. He comes and he says, Kasha Anias Pesuch Beisu Shel Adam Yosef Mechamisha Makos. It is more difficult, more intense, living in a home of poverty than it is 50 Makos, 50 plagues. And says Rashbam, a person who's in such a situation, or even not, Tzarech Lemivi Rachame, we got to daven to make sure we don't get in such a situation and make sure to even to get out of it. Really daven that we don't go into it. We daven during a tefillah, a lot of times a person thinking, oh, I don't have that, I'm not sick, I have money. And so we're davening that we shouldn't have to get sick, have to need these things. Shenem has a plus success. Chanuni, chanuni, atem rei, ki yad elokad nagubi. Chanuni, favor me, my friends, for the hand of Hashem has touched me. Says Rashbam, what does it mean, the hand of Hashem? Hainu nun makos, he had 50 makos. Sarei b'mitzrayim, b'mitzrayim. The pasuk says, "Etzma Elokim he, laku yud makos nimsa liyad sheish b'chamish etzpos chamish makos." He had 50 makos. The karmelei achavin, they said back to him, "Yishamer al tefen al evi al oven ki al zeh b'charta meoni." Be careful, careful what you say, because beware, turn not to falsehood, for you would choose this over poverty, over getting, or becoming poor. As a sick person in their house, you go to a chacham and to seek mercy from through him, and that he should go and ask for mercy. A king's fury, messengers of death, but a wise man will wipe it away. Is a way of going out and helping. Says Rashbam, Hainu Tsar Shabalo Chema Mesamakam Malchemavis Hainu Chole Shinota Lamos Yichapenu Yikachenu Yikanchenu. Right, okay, so this is something that's going to clean it up and wipe it away. Next part of the Mishnah Zog the Haile Gemara Zekal Kol Akodem Benachla Yotzi Rechu Kodman. This is the din, this is the rule, that this is a general rule that whoever takes precedence by Yerusha, his descendants take as well. Va'av kolum l'chol yotzei recho, and the father takes over all of his descendants. So again, a guy, Bob, dies, he has a son, then his daughter, and then after it goes to the father, and then it goes to yotzei recho, to the brothers, which are the father's sons, which are the brothers of the deceased, and to the uncles, etc. What happens if you have the father's father, and you have the father's brother? Who goes first? Right? You go in Avraham v'Yishmael b'nechse Esav. Esav dies, and his father's father is Avraham, and his father's brother is Yishmael's uncle. So who gets it? Esav and Kodem. Who goes first? Says he Jimara. Tashma ha'av Kodem l'chol yotzei recho. The father goes before all of the yotzei recho. Therefore, the father's father goes before the father's brother. V'Rami Barachama. Rami Chama asks this question like, Why did he ask this question? He doesn't know it. Answer is, sorry about that. That was neighbor Shimmy. Okay, so now Agav Chorfe Lo Ian Ba says the Rashbam Agav Chorfe Charifusa Shayu Tarud B'Sheila Acheres. What, didn't know the answer to the question? He was tarud with another Shaila De La Kaman Da Adifa Mina, which is more intense, and therefore he was preoccupied to, you know, didn't know the answer to the question. So Ba'i Rami Bar Chama Avia Av V'Achiv. Now here's the question: what would be if it's the father's father versus the guy's brother? You could go in Avram V'Yakov B'Nechse Esav. Esav has a brother named Yaakov, but he has his father's father is Avram. What do you do there? Do you go up from the, you know, obviously the father comes before the brother, but does the father's father come before the brother as opposed to before the uncle? Ezim kodem. Amarava tashma. Ha'av kodem l'chol yotzei recha. The father goes, he takes precedence over all that of the yotzei recha, the descendants. So for the grandfather, goes over the brother, because the brother is the offshoot of, right, is the yotzei recha of the grandfather. So it's Gemara for Rami Bar Chama. He says, yotzei recha shelo velo yotzei recha shel beno. It means only Yotzei Recho Shelo, but not his son, meaning he's direct, and not what's coming beyond that. Hachanan Mistamber, the Ketanik, it says, Zeklau, Kola Kodem B'Nachala, Yotzei Recho Kodman, Vilu Isei Li Yitzchak, Yitzchak Kodem. If Yitzchak would have been there, right, that's Esau's father, then he would have come first over his father Avram. Hashanami, the less Yitzchak, Yaakov Kodem. So that should come out that if Yitzchak is not here, that Yaakov, who's his descendant, should go first. Shema Amino. So we learn out from this that, yep, Yaakov, the brother, goes over Avram, the grandfather. And with that, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all
Gri, gri, di.